play both Saturday and Sunday. Now, you would think, well, I got to learn game plans and playbooks and all that, but how about a kicker? Why not sign an NIL deal with Georgia Tech, play with them on a Saturday, and then kick for the Falcons on a Sunday? You know, Butker for the Chiefs, go kick for Kansas on a Saturday and the Chiefs on a Sunday. And I mentioned this to Will, that the texter said this, and Will has the perfect answer. Why not? Why not? Normally it would be because that's against all rated rules, and not only that, but like that's dumb and stupid and we'd never do that and that's crazy and that's absurd. But we just find a judge, and now all of a sudden the absurd is like, okay, well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to play for the Browns on one Saturday night, and 2 weeks later we're going to play for LSU.
College says why that not? Once you declare for the NFL, you're no longer eligible.
But it doesn't matter. Why not?
Find a judge. So.
Find a judge.
Does your NFL contract say you can't play for another team? Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Find a judge. Why not? Kick. I love this idea. Let's kick for Southern Cal on a Saturday and the Rams on a Sunday. These people are turning down money. I don't know why would I have it. Let's get the guys some big NFL money. Butker, you make great kicks for Kansas on Saturday and then the Chiefs on Sunday. You won't be tired. You don't need any kind of meat. Just kick it between the uprights. That's it. Why not? It's not absurd anymore. We find a judge now. Let's do it. Hey, our great friends at Falls Park at Kiwi.com. Now, the at is A-A-A-T, not the at sign. So you can't go at. Here's what I'm talking about here. Is there any place more beautiful in the upstate South Carolina than Lake Jocassee? Probably not. Any place more beautiful than Lake Kiwi? If it is, it's Lake Jocassee. Between two lakes, 71 home sites, private lake access, nature trails, great mountain views, great water's edge stuff, and great trails, 42 private boat slips, miles of trails, beautiful tranquility. Let's build your next home here. $150,000, $250,000 lots. Find out everything you need to know about Jim Anthony's next unbelievable project. Falls Park at Kiwi.com. Falls Park, A-T, at Kiwi.com. Tennessee Duke's been patient with me. Good morning, Tennessee Duke. How you doing?
Hey, morning, Mickey. How you guys doing today?
Great. Can we get Peyton Manning, T. Martin? Can we just bring him back?
No, I got a scenario for you that makes absolutely no sense.
All right.
So Tennessee's got a linebacker that's suspended for two games because he took a flight out to look at going into the NFL draft and decided not to.
Yes.
Paid the money back, and now he's suspended two games. But if you play in four preseason games and get paid four preseason money, you can still come back to college for another year.
No suspension.
No suspension.
No suspension. I'm telling you.
How in the world does that make any sense to anybody?
I'm glad you pointed it out. I didn't think about it. I'm glad you pointed it out. That makes no sense. You're better off. You're better off playing in the league and then coming back than thinking about playing in the league.
It makes absolutely no sense.
Somebody wake me up.
And they were actually going to suspend.
I'm in a dream right now.
They're actually going to suspend him three games.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He's lucky to only get two. Seriously, I'm in a dream right now. Somebody wake me up and tell me this whole thing is.
Absolutely. Yeah. The other piece is after they've gone. So after they've gone to the pros and played in three, four preseason games, and they come back and school's been in for what? A month?
Yeah. What's school?
What classes are they taking, and how are they?
Yeah. What's school? What is that word? I'm not familiar with that concept anymore.
I told somebody the other day, I'm like, if they wait all the way to the end of preseason, I mean, school started last week. So yeah. They're going to be like a month in. I mean, have they got a tutor right now? I mean, come on. This is just stupid. Where's the voice of reason in all this? We have got to get somebody in place i.e. Nick Saban or somebody of that ilk, to manage this whole situation of NIL and transfer portal, because the NCAA has no clue now. I mean,
well,
I knew they didn't have a clue before, but now it's just like,
this isn't the NCAA. They've got the rules in place. The NCAA says you can't do this. This is one judge. This is a judge that said the NCAA, no. NCAA says you can't come back and play. And one judge says no. So it's not the NCAA. This is a judge.
Yeah, but shouldn't the NCAA block him and not allow him to play?
That's what they said. But the judge, it's a temporary restraining order, and a federal judge or district court judge or whatever supersedes NCAA rules. Now, this is where the only good thing about Congress stepping in, because they can't, if it's a federal law, a district court judge can override that. But on your rules, that your NCAA rules, the rules are in place. The NCAA says they're telling Daquan Wright, you cannot play for LSU this year. But he gets a judge, and the judge says, no, you can. You can play.
The LSU grad judge.
Yeah, they find one judge in Louisiana, 10th Court Judge of Appeals, ordered a federal restraining order, and you get a temporary restraining order against that. And that's it. But the rules, the NCAA, it's not the NCAA. It's you just find one judge, and you can play.
I'm telling you, the next piece of this is going to be workers' compensation and short-term disability are going to come from players getting injured not being. It's coming. It is absolutely coming.
Oh, of course it is.
They're getting paid now, and the schools are standing up for them. They're going to say, hey, you know, you stood up for me, and now I'm injured, and now I don't get to play anymore. I don't know how it can't go to that.
Of course it is. Anything. You can't come up with a scenario that's crazy. You can. I love this idea. You play for a college team on a Saturday, you play for a pro team on Sunday. Why not? Why not?
Yeah. I mean, you can go get a kicker. I mean, get a punter today and, you know, have him play college. Why not the high school kid?
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting ready to graduate.
I saw something the other day that the high school kids, like there's like 5 guys or 10 guys in high school football right now that are making over $1 million at NIL in high school.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, depends on the state you're in, too, which is another stupid thing.
Oh.
If they're in California, they can earn into high school.
Oh, my gracious, man. What are we
doing? Yeah, what are we doing? Where did the simplicity of college football go, where we only had to worry about, you know, whether somebody was, you know, getting a bag of McDonald's money or something, you know, 6, 7 years ago?
Unbelievable, man.
All right, guys. Have a great day. Take care.
Appreciate the phone call.
All right.
How about this stat? Fernando Mendoza is the number one pick in the draft. He makes more money than the number one quarterback. Darren Minson making 6.5 this year to play for Miami. Mendoza making 10.4. Number two, Ty Simpson, the second quarterback picked in the NFL draft, makes less money than the second highest paid quarterback in college football. Simpson makes 4.6. Dante Moore makes 5. Carson Beck, the third highest paid rookie quarterback in the NFL. Carson Beck, $1.3 million. The third highest in the NFL was a guy that got a temporary restraining order, Trinidad Chambliss. He makes $5 million. Sam Levitt makes $4.5 million, the fourth highest paid quarterback in college football, $4.5 million. Drew Aller, fourth highest paid NFL, $1.4 million. You're crazy to go to the NFL.
Yep.
How about that absurd statement? If you're a quarterback, you'd rather stay in college. You make more money in college than you do in the NFL.
Unless you are going to be drafted number one overall.
Yeah.
And think about, I'm not sure about Darian Minsa, but for Dante Moore at Oregon, he was a last second pullout from the draft. Yep. What a great decision he made.
Great decision. A great financial decision. Not a player development decision. A great financial decision. Carson Beck, Texas, did Carson Beck take a pay cut to go to the NFL? Yes, he did. He made more money at Miami than he's going to make in the NFL. Yeah, it was a pay cut. We used to joke about that, you know, when I was growing up. Herschel Walker had to take a pay cut to go to the NFL. Yeah, we joke about it. It's true now. You're taking a pay cut. Somebody wake me up. Hal, make some sense of this thing. Good morning, I'm Pratt. Here's your phone lines. Hal, how you doing, buddy?
Fine. Hey, DeAndre Hopkins had not been a journeyman, I mean, he could have, if we talk about him being in the Hall of Fame, it's about time a Daniel player have a bust up. A former football player, from Daniel E's to Pickens or Liberty, have a bust up in the Hall of Fame.
I think there's a chance DeAndre Hopkins. Let me look at some stats here. There's a chance DeAndre Hopkins might be able to do that. Three-time, first-time All-Pro, or first-team All-Pro, five-time Pro Bowl, led the NFL in receiving and touchdowns at 17, 1,000 receptions, 1,300 yards, 85 touchdowns. I think there's a chance you might see him in the Hall of Fame one day.
There's a flock of commentators. There's some good commentators on Fox. There's you got Greg Olson and Tom Brady and Drew Brees.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that one. Hadn't seen that one, Hal. Need to check that out. I like all those guys, by the way. I like hearing from all those guys.
I mean, Drew Brees, he took over with Mark Chen. Sanchez got fired.
Yeah, Sanchez messed his deal up. He got in the offseason trouble, messed his deal up. Be interesting to see now what Tony Romo, what happens to him. I don't know if we made a final thing on him or not, decision on him.
Who knows, he's going to be there this year.
Yeah, who knows, man? Who knows? Nuke Hopkins, Hall of Fame. It's a good phone call there, Hal. Nuke Hopkins, NFL Hall of Fame, maybe? I mean, there's...
I'd say shoo-in, yeah.
Really?
I'm dominant.
1,000 receptions, 1,300 yards, 85 touchdowns. What is that rank? I know we got to take a break. By the way, before I take a break, I'll tell you about my great friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. They do an incredible job for you. They do. They're going to get you the very best rates. My friend over there says I need three estimates, so I'm going to go with Prime Lending. I'm going to go with one of my three. If they are, you'll get the lowest rates. You get the best team. You're going to love all this refinancing. Remodeling, buying a new home. Let's think about it. It's Prime Lending, PrimeLendingSC.com. All right, quickly, NFL career receiving stuff. So, Nuke Hopkins had 13,000 yards. Oh, that's year by year. I need all time.
So, he's 13,295, 18th all time.
18th all time?
Less than 100 yes. yards behind number 17, Torrey Holt.
I mean, that's Hall of Fame. How about total receptions? Let's look at this.
Total receptions, he sits at 17th.
17th in NFL history?
Yes.
All right. Touchdowns? He caught in his career 85 touchdowns. Find out where this is. Bear with me one second here.
That is tied for 19 all-time.
He's top 20 in NFL history mm-hmm. in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. That's Hall of Fame. Nuke Hopkins is going to be in the Hall of Fame.
100%.
I love it. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. I'd love to hear from you. Pratt Injury Lawyer phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Nuke Hopkins is not playing right now. Is he going to suit up for Georgia Tech, suit up for Clemson? I don't know. Get a judge. Adams Grove, if you text on 654-ROAR. Love to hear from you. Much more to this. Three or four quick texts. Number one, from 9519, Will and Mickey, is anything surprise anyone anymore? Not really. No. That's just, again, there's no absurdity anymore. Texas, welcome to entitlement. Yes. Of course you're entitled to all that. I like this idea. 7815 says, why does the NCAA vacate their wins if a player they don't want plays now? Look, I think this is the, one of the things. The SEC, the ACC, the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the NCAA, just say they're ineligible. I mean, no, they're eligible, but if you play them, you forfeit the game. We're telling you right now, our rules say that if you play players that do that, then you forfeit the game. You can't have a temporary injunction there. You can be a temporary injunction for the individual, but that doesn't mean you play them. And if you play them, that's it. 1402 makes a good point. It said, hey, Mickey, I was listening to some LSU podcast scumbags yesterday. It was sickening listening to them try to justify the whole ordeal. And my point is, I feel bad for my friends down in Baton Rouge because now they are put in a position where they've got to defend it and they have to justify it. And he said, well, they seem happy and excited about it. Yeah, you have to. You have to do that. But you don't like it. It's like the person that signs, who's a bad guy in sports? Like somebody you don't want on your team, whatever. I'll give you a good example. Hugh Freeze.
There you go.
Like Hugh Freeze used a burner phone, cheated on his wife, called escort services, bought players. Cheated. He's a cheater on his wife and cheated on his family and cheated in the rules. And then Auburn hires him and like, oh, well, we love Hugh Freeze. He's misunderstood. You guys don't – everybody would hire him. Everybody's doing it. We do it in politics too. No one thinks that men should play women's sports. But because you're political thing, you're like, oh, well, no, you don't understand. Like – a man, it's not up for us to decide whether. No, that's easy. But you're put in a position that you had to defend something that's dumb. So right now, I've got friends there, and there's your good guys. Right now, they had to sound dumb by saying, well, look, we think this is a good idea for the guy to play for the Browns Saturday night, but now he's coming to LSU practice the next day. Wait, that's a good idea. That's right. No, you sound dumb when you say that. So you are forced to say dumb stuff. Your team, the legal teams, whatever, when you take them, whatever, you're put in a position as a defender of that program that you have to do it. Same thing with, and we do it, if South Carolina does something, Clemson fans come against them. If Clemson fans do something, South Carolina fans have to do something. You're put in that position where you have to do it. And these LSU fans now, and these LSU podcasters now, they're put in a position to sound dumb. Nobody thinks that's right. Nobody.
One of the LSU guys from this past weekend did grad school at LSU. And what he said was, when it comes to things like this, he reverts to his undergrad team, Montana, because there's no controversy there.
Yeah.
They don't have to worry about NIL to the degree that LSU or any FBS team does. He says it's easier.
1363 says, missed the first part, repeat what's going on. Yeah, a temporary restraining order from a Louisiana judge and a tight end that played at Ole Miss last year that played the first two preseason games with the Cleveland Browns is going to be released or just got released, and now he's going to play for LSU. So he played two games with the Cleveland Browns, got paychecks to the Cleveland Browns, and now he's going to go back to college and play for LSU. And that's the absurdity of what we're talking about here. I'll tell you how bad it is. Those same podcasters that are doing it for LSU, saying it for LSU, if Alabama did it or Ole Miss did it, they'd come out and go, that's crazy. They shouldn't be doing that. Like, there is no principles. No one's principled in defending it. Your teams don't do it, and you can say the truth. Your team does it. If the other team does it, what you're defending right now, and if you didn't do it and your arch rival did it, you go, oh, man, that's the dumb, that's crazy. Your team does. I'm glad Clemson's not doing it. Because now I'm not put in a position where I got to say something dumb like, yeah, look, guys, you need to be able to play in the NFL one Saturday night and then suit up at practice in a college program on a Monday. Yes. 48 hours later, you're practicing for LSU. Yeah, guys, that's okay. Thank goodness I don't have to sound dumb and sacrifice my integrity for saying something stupid like that. Yeah, guys, men need to play in the WNBA. What is wrong with that? There's no It's not a problem for a man to play in the WNBA. That's dumb. Roger is in Anderson. Pride is your life.
Hey, good morning, Mickey.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, good, man. When that ruling came down and I found out about this situation with LSU, your show and you were the first thing I thought of. But, you know, we're not even on a slippery slope anymore. We're on, like, Chattooga-level rapids, and I don't see the water calming anytime soon.
No.
And you're right. These shows with these people who represent their universities, they're scared to death to talk about this. I'm assuming because of they don't want to be in court for slander or for saying things that would get them in trouble. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, you got it. Yep, slander.
Okay, so yeah. That's what struck me last night, and I promise I'm not going all political. I promise. All right. They're in that situation last night with Enos Kanter. I wasn't interested in the reaction of the player who confronted him or the fans. What interested me was what I found interesting was the reaction and the lack of discussion by the announcers on they wanted nothing to do with that issue. They didn't even talk yep. about it. They brushed it aside. They want nothing to do with that. And that's the problem. Nobody feels free to talk about these things. I mean, once you open the door, and it happened long ago to these gender questions and eligibility questions, once you've opened that big door, all these other doors are so much smaller, it seems like. Like this yeah, LSU but, case know, pales in comparison to actually talking about what a woman is, what a female gender is, what all these things that are basic things that we just assumed were the way things are. Well, all that is not the way things are because now we don't know what things are.
We do, but we're scared, man. We don't want to be fired. We don't want to be sued. We don't want to not. Fire right. me, sue me. I know what a woman is. I know what a man is. I know what the WNBA stands for. I know that men don't play women's sports. Like, that's dumb. That's the dumbest thing you could ever do. But yet, people who don't, because, I work for a company, they might be this, they might backlash. No backlash. That's dumb. that's
it, well,
and you got to defend
it. That league, and you know this, held a meeting in the last week, and they have undetermined, or they can't determine exactly what.
You know why they can't? Because they're dumb. They're dumb. A woman, women's NBA, women's National Basketball Association, women's play it. Men don't play that. That's dumb.
Well, the W in that league stands for woke, and that's what the flag that they carry, and that's what they are. That's their brand.
Yeah, that's
dumb. And it's going to be interesting what happens to Enos Kanter and that Royce White guy. I don't know if I should say guy, but they're both trying to play in that league, and they both are going to fight. I don't know how long down the road they're going to take it, but they're going to try to get to actually play in that league because their argument is, well, I got to make a living, and your eligibility rules are not determined, so I'm going to try to play. We'll see what happens with that. But what you've talked about, especially what that other caller talked about with liability and workers' comp, all these scenarios and all these situations that you brought up and that he brought up are valid. And we don't know yet where those things will settle. We don't know. But based on what we've seen so far, we got a pretty good idea of where they're going to settle. You're going to be liable for these programs are going to be liable for workers' comp and all this medical. Of course they will. Of course, there's no doubt about that.
Of course they are. Everybody knows that.
But I got good news for Jim Nance.
All right,
Tony Romo's done. Jim Nance is sleeping. Jim Nance is sleeping at home like he sleeps in Butler Cabin. He is sleeping so sound because once they get J.J. Watt behind the mic,
okay.
Tony Romo ain't coming back, y'all. He's like Morgan Wallen. He ain't coming back. Tony Romo's done, and good for that. Jim does not have to listen. Here we go, Jim. He'll never have to hear that again.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate the phone call.
All right, man.
Good stuff. 654-ROAR. Hal and Taylor's up next. Hal, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mickey, and I hope you are as well.
We are. Blessed. Very blessed.
Good deal. Hey, do you remember the old Southwest Conference?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the oil money and cars and buying. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Interesting parallel because if you remember at any given time, 2/3 of the team in that conference were on probation at one time or another. for recruiting violations.
Yeah.
And the sad thing is that the exact same things that were going on then in the Southwest Conference are now legalized, and they're so widespread nowadays.
Oh, yeah.
The exact same thing. And it's horrific. I mean, I have no problem with the players getting money. They train for it. They earn it. But their version of free agency is more flexible than that of the National Football
League. How about what Tennessee Duke said a while ago? Again, the linebacker at Tennessee that took money or took a plane flight, it was like $400 plane flight, to go investigate whether you want to play in the NFL or not, and decided not to play in the NFL, he's suspended for 2 games. A guy that played in the NFL for 2 games can go right back to college now and not suspended. We don't have to look at the Southwest Conference. We can look at what's going on right now with the Tennessee and the LSU thing. The guy
yeah,
inquired about it, took a plane flight to investigate it, decided against it. He's suspended. He can't play the first 2 games. The guy that actually played in the league is going back now to play and will be eligible next Saturday night against Clemson.
Unbelievable. And, you know, when's the last time you heard about a player being deemed academically ineligible for grades?
They don't happen. Do we even go to class now? Is there still school? Do we still have classes at school over there? I don't know.
Exactly. And what if your former school is on quarters and you move into a school that's on a different format, semesters or something? I mean, what if the formats don't align together? I mean, are they assigned to go take classes to try to make things up, or do they just slide right in academically with no loss of hours? Or, I mean, you never hear anything about that.
Oh, no, there's no.
You never hear anything about that because they don't care.
Yeah.
They do not care.
Nah, they don't. That's done. No, the NCAA cares. The judges don't. How good stuff, man. Always good to hear from you, buddy. Take care of yourself. Let's take a break. Kevin and Steven, both of you, hang on. I promise I'm coming straight to you. Reaction Monday, you can tell, man. People are all up in a roar this morning and should be.
Whew.
Catch our breath a little bit. Short break, much more to this. Let me get Kevin in Simpsonville. Kevin, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, I'm doing well.
Great.
More egg on the face of LSU. You knew when they hired Kiffin, they're going to have a lot of occurrence of questionable judgment calls away from the game. Again, we see a liberal judge was very biased. I think about Trinidad Chambliss and the Ole Miss thing, you know, with their state Supreme Court giving him a 6-year of eligibility. The NCAA seems powerless to control these decisions, and it's ridiculous, right? You got a lot of coaches that operate within a set of guided rules that step outside the box too much. Dabo comes to mind. I'm a Gamecock fan. Clean program. You never hear of these kind of things happening with Clemson football. I think it's embarrassing for the sport. Lane Kiffin is a win-at-all-cost kind of coach. He'll do anything to get an inch of advantage over other clubs. And how good is this guy? Like, is he really worth it? He couldn't even make the practice squad for the Cleveland Browns. So, you know, it's a little bit of a black eye for the SEC. I would think their commissioner would want to do something about it as well. So it sets a precedent that takes a roster spot from a deserving kid that deserves to be on LSU. Who did they cut to put this guy on the roster? Is it just a limitless roster now? Are you just going to go to 120, 130 players? So a lot of questions, Mickey.
Good stuff, Kevin. I appreciate the phone call. Yeah, he's good, by the way, for college. He's not good enough for the NFL, but for college game, he's good. Last year, he's a second-team All-SEC tight end. Last year, let's see if I'm right by saying this, 39 catches, 635 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Honorable mention, All-American. You know, good player. There are no more – well, his roster limit's 105. LSU didn't have to cut anybody for that because nobody really carries a full 105 on scholarship. But, you just win at all costs. And again, you think that's – I mean, even that's not okay. I mean, do I want to move my ball in the rough You know, can I find a judge that says, you know, it is rough over there, but still tee it up for you? Do I want to hit a ball out of bounds but say, you know what, temporary restraining order, that ball's not really out of bounds?
You could do that, but are you going to wake up and be able to look yourself in the mirror?
No, no, I got mirrors all around my house. Steven in Raleigh, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Hey, man. Hey, yesterday I was on my way to church, and I was listening to the ESPN radio show here in Raleigh, and it's a nationwide show, and they were hinting at this, and I thought maybe it was either a joke or it had not happened yet, right? So I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to it. But then yesterday evening I get on TigerNet, and I see David Hood's article, and I'm like, wait a minute. This actually did happen?
Yeah.
Right? And so I could not wait to get up this morning to listen to y'all and all the callers and the opinions. The way that I see it, and there's been a lot of opinions on this, and I agree with pretty much everybody, I think there's something good that can come out of this, I hope. Mickey, we are on the path of no return until it gets so bad that there's only one direction to go, and that's back in the right direction. I think that if this continues, it'll get so bad that you'll have to press the reset button, and we'll have to start going back in the other direction, the direction that we like as college football fans, right? The problem with it is it may take a long time. And this is the problem that I see with this is that once one player does it, then others can do it, because now there's a judge that has set a standard. They've set a precedent now that, hey, this guy did it, so you have to allow everybody to do it. Because they're just going to keep filing lawsuits until they find someone who will let them do it. Right?
Yes.
And I just feel like that it's going to get so bad that it will be somewhat unrecognizable, which is very close to that right now. And this is just another step in that direction. I feel like it'll get so bad that we'll have to hit the reset button and we'll start going back in the right direction. We need, and I hate to say this because I don't like it when the federal government steps into anything, but we need some federal government oversight at this point, because that is the only thing that will stop it. Unfortunately, that is the only thing that will stop
it. Either that or collective bargaining. I mean, one of the two. But yeah, I love where you're going with this, Steven. And here's
Here's the thing too. There's way too many people out there, I feel like, that are okay with this. These ESPN guys, they're nationwide, right? ESPN, they've got their show on Sunday mornings, and they're like, hey, the coaches can move freely without any punishment. The coaches can leave. But here's the thing. Their argument is flawed. They've missed the point. A coach is an employee of an employer.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
The player is not an employee. And they're sitting there, Mickey, and this is the problem. They're sitting there saying that it should be okay for a player to move freely as they wish. Well, they're students.
Yeah.
They're not employees. If you want to make them employees...
The coach has graduated. The coach went to school. The coach is in his career now. The coach graduated, and it is their job. Yep. It is not. They are not a student athlete at that time. And to that point, exactly. Well, why not say high school? Why not say the Little League World Series, which was kicked off last night or yesterday? Why not say, hey, we got to pay Little League World Series guys? The problem is, like, again, you go to school, and when you get out of school, you start your career. Simple as that.
Yeah. And these ESPN guys had no they were talking like they had no problem with it. That is the problem right there, because nobody's willing to stand up and say this is a problem. Who have you ever heard out there on any show, nationwide show or whatever, that says I've got a problem with this? This is a problem. This cannot happen. Who is saying that?
Let me give you a quote here. This is from Dan Lanning, head coach of Oregon. He says, quote, I think there's a lot of negatives that are involved around this. One, once you go to the NFL, to me, you're in the NFL. You don't get the opportunity to come back. Two, most of us have built our rosters, and you have limited roster space. So now you've invited somebody back to your team. That means you're kicking off somebody else to match your roster limits. I don't think that's fair to the players that worked all summer, all spring, to put themselves in a position to be ready to work and have someone come back. Dan Lanning is standing up and saying it ain't right.
Think about the tight end, the starting tight end on LSU's team right now.
Yeah.
Who this guy's going to come back and think about if we see him, the guy from the Browns, trot on the field against Clemson to start the game. Just imagine that tight end, that player that was under the assumption that I'm the number one guy, I'm the starter. His parents, everybody, and now someone who saw that they could come back took his spot.
Yeah.
So
now in this case, LSU's first team tight end is first team All American. So
oh yeah, that guy is it the 6'7" guy?
Yeah, Green.
The Green.
Yeah.
Oh man,
Travis Green. Yeah,
he's still there.
Yeah.
Who you gonna put on that guy come September 5th?
A bunch of guys, double team guys. It's a tough matchup, no doubt. And that's what's taken away from it. You know, this is what all is taken away from all that. Anyway.
Well, with Lane Kiffin, the old saying is he's always looking for greener grass. Yeah. Cheaters never win, and winners never cheat. That's Lane Kiffin right there.
To your point, though, Stephen, there will be a point in time, my 7-year-old son right now, we will have a conversation in 10 years, and he'll say, Dad, when I was little, y'all – you remember that? They let a guy come from the NFL and play? Like, what happened there, Dad? Like, why did y'all do that? That was dumb. And then he'll say, wait a minute, you guys could get judges to say you could play 9 years of college football? Like, Dad, what were y'all thinking? And why did y'all? And we'll go, we'll say, well, son, I know. It's crazy. I don't know what we were doing, son. We were guys played for 5 different teams in college. Like, what was going on, Dad? And I go, well, I don't know, son. We were just dumb. We didn't have principles and morals. We let this courts rule us all. We didn't have any way. There's a rock bottom, man. Somewhere.
And we're headed for it. And I think that's a good thing. I think rock bottom in this case is a good thing. Typically, you'd never want to hit rock bottom in anything.
But
sometimes it's needed.
Yeah.
And here's what your son's also going to be asking. He's probably going to ask, wait a minute. You're telling me that the WNBA had to create a task force to figure out what a woman was?
Yes. We would say, Dad, y'all didn't know what men and women were? Like, y'all thought there was – what? What? Yeah. Dad, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Good stuff, Stephen. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks
a lot. All right, man.
You know, we need to find our cassette.
Our what?
Cassette.
Do explain.
When Christopher Moltisanti was high on heroin and he crushed little Cossette and he killed little Cossette, and they had the intervention where Adriana said, got on him and Tony said, "You killed Cossette." And then who was it? The other one, not Sill. Anyway, guy goes, "What was it? Barking?" Now they had an intervention. It's one of the greatest scenes of Sopranos ever. And he got to be, it was non-confrontational, whatever, but they ended up, you know, getting him on the ground and kicking him. We need an intervention. Somebody's got to say, hey, man, you got to get off heroin, college football. You got to get off crack, college football. You got to stop drinking so much, college football. You got to stop all the abuse of your body like this. We need an intervention. We need somebody to send college football off to rehab for 6 months. And find a way where we can make some sort of sense of anything again. We need little Cossette back.
I volunteer Lane Kiffin. Let's run him over.
Unbelievable. To the point where you know it's bad when, you know, we're so desensitized that some people go, well, I don't see the big deal. It's not a big deal. No. The fact of the matter is that absurd is still absurd. It's bad when we don't even think stuff's even absurd anymore. It's head scratching that we can't even talk about that word. Absurd, there is no absurd. Absurd's not even a word anymore. Love to hear from you. Hour number three when you come back right after this.